Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Caldwell. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Earl Caldwell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards third. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Salters reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almada for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maynisch moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Manish moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Larry reaches second base with a double. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Manish picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manish. Larry scores. Clift moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salters moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields it and throws to second for the out. Salters scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almada moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Caldwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klift strikes out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bell trying to get to third. Almada throws the ball into Cronin, who tags Bell for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. West moves to third. Jack Russell now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley is walked intentionally. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Kramer chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Kroner. Kroner fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kroner. West scores. Bottomley scores. Hemsley goes all the way around to score. Carey moves to third. It's 7-0, Browns. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caldwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Almada. Larry reaches second base with a double. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. Clift moves to second. It's 8-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell bunts in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Clift moves to third. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bottomley hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moberg now catching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Jack Russell. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Almada reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. It's 8-1, Browns. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Stu Bowers now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.